Track 11, everything you need to know about swallowtail butterflies. Our columnist pays tribute to one of Norfolk's natural wonders.
Norfolk has a rich tapestry of landscapes, which in turn host such a rich variety of rare and endangered species that it's difficult to pick one that truly is the top trump. From the ghostly grey hen harriers roosting on the bogs of the west, to piquant crimson dragonflies breeding on the east's expansive marram sand dunes, Norfolk offers a unique biodiversity found nowhere else in England. Despite the abundance of rare species, there is one organism which has a story so dependent and interlinked with us humans and the landscape as a whole that it is impossible to ignore for a moment. Read on to discover more about Norfolk's jewel in the crown, the swallowtail butterfly. Back in the 12th century, Norfolk had risen to become a hugely prosperous but also hugely populous place. Its financial state had been boosted by agriculture and principally sheep farming, made easy by the flat contours of the land. To make room for this practice, deforestation had ensued in order to create grazing space and gather fuel. But resources soon began to run out, and with the natural lifeline of woodlands sorely depleted, a new energy source was needed. This was the beginning of the artificially natural story of the Broads. The quest for peat stretched far and wide across the county between the rivers Bure, Yare and Wensum. The operation was in fact on such a colossal scale that a total of 900 million cubic feet of peat was removed. This may have gone on to create the greatest win-win situation of all time. Norfolk's economy continued to flourish and it created vital habitat for a very special butterfly. The Norfolk swallowtail, Papilio manchaeon britannicus, is an endemic insect, meaning it occurs nowhere else in the world. Found on botanically rich fens in the Norfolk Broads and mid-Yare. It's also the UK's largest butterfly, impressively clocking up at over 90 millimetres. By far the most striking feature are its wings, a pearlescent sun yellow laced with glossy ink black and coalescing in a pair of vermilion ocelli, or eye spots, towards the rear. They are tipped with a pair of long appendages, which are thought to mimic antennae. So in tandem with the false eyes, draw any bird predators away from the head to avoid damage to vital organs. All this comes together to result in an absolutely stunning butterfly. Despite the fact that anyone who has seen one must surely wish they were a common garden occurrence, there are a few reasons for not just their very restricted range, but a recent decline in numbers. Last year bucked the trend, however, with the earliest ever records coming from May the 1st. Maybe an astonishingly warm spring gave the population a bit of a kick, but with climate change not far from the surface, more troubles are soon to descend. The species lays its eggs on just one plant species, milk parsley. That in itself is something of a rarity too for the fens of East Norfolk, and its thinly scattered distribution means that the butterfly can't spread further than the plant. Essentially what I'm trying to say here is that if you don't eat a varied diet, then your species will go extinct. Jokes aside, global warming is causing a global rise in sea levels. Now, this might not seem relevant for a largely inland species, but flash floods at its coastal strongholds are suffocating the milk parsley that's growing there. Its historically most prosperous colony is situated at Hickling Broad, where saline intrusion is causing the waters to become more brackish in ways milk parsley can't tolerate. Ultimately, the death of the plant would have certainly caused the death of this Norfolk idol. But nature always seems to find a way. One of its strongest sites, RSB Strumpshaw Fen, caterpillars were found last year on hemlock, a far more widespread plant of wet meadows and roadside verges. It seems swallowtails are adapting to spread from their increasingly endangered environment. Occasionally, the butterflies are even colonising ephemeral areas of marsh within a stone's throw of the sea, which are periodically wet as a result of fluctuations in precipitation. This coastal range expansion is a sign that the population is becoming more settled and able to propagate into new habitats, making its survival here far more likely. For all the much-warranted glory that adult swallowtails receive from media and photographers alike, the caterpillars are just as striking a spectacle. When they emerge, they show a piebald colour meant to resemble a bird dropping, hiding in plain sight for the ultimate camouflage. Through five successive molts, while the caterpillar gains nutrients and pigment, they inflate to many times their original size and explode into a vibrant sea of acid green, punctuated graphically by amber and black. However, the most fascinating aspect of the swallowtail caterpillar is hidden deep within the head, to be precise. The osmeterium is essentially a thin piece of orange latex-like material, invisible when the larva is settled. But if a threat challenges the caterpillar, like the looming presence of a predatory spider or sand wasp, it pumps blood into the osmeterium and the organ inflates like a balloon from the top of the head, appearing as two vermilion cylinders. The structure emits the smell of pineapple, and coupled with the visual display, this apparently works as a deterrent for anything brave enough to challenge these hefty beasts. However, the key threat to these enigmatic creatures' survival is no predator. Across the channel, there are swallowtails of a different subspecies, the Gorgonus. They are genetically very similar to our swallowtails and similar enough to interbreed with them. But if this occurs and the gene pool is diluted at all, then these endemic Britannicus butterflies will eventually become extinct. An increasing number of Gorgonus are finding their way to the South Downs and Kent coast each summer and have even bred there, proving our harsh, icy winters are becoming more tolerable for them. Even extending their range 100 miles further north would spell the end for the British swallowtail. And this is why it's paramount that there are so many wonderful organisations and scientists working on the case. And it genuinely warms my heart to see conservationists unite to save this vulnerable, precious butterfly.